In computer science, there is a fundamental theorem that can be viewed as, in many ways, being just the opposite of the Speer-Whorf hypothesis. Back in the 1930s, there was a great deal of theoretical work on different models of computation. In time, many of these were shown to have the same theoretical power, in the sense that either one could simulate the other. This led to a conjecture that we now know as Church's conjecture. Church's conjecture says that anything that can ever be computed can be computed by a Turing machine. Turing machines are wonderfully simple devices, so this is at first a somewhat surprising statement. Of course, this is a statement of theory, rather akin to the assertion that, with time and effort and careful study, I could learn to look at a field of snow and see exactly what the Eskimo sees, even if my language was English. It does not say that it is easy. The late Alan Perlis used the term Turing tar pit to mean the argument that my language can simulate your language and therefore has more power than does yours. The tar pit is that, in a theoretical sense, all languages have exactly the same power, the power of a Turing machine. The question is not what is possible, but what is easy. And it is here that languages clearly differ. Would you, for example, want to write an event-driven graphical user interface using a Turing machine? Probably not. Object-oriented languages are important because they make it easy to think about the world in an object-oriented way. This doesn't imply either that one must program in an object-oriented way when using an object-oriented language. Tony Hora's quip that one can write Fortran programs in any language. Or the opposite, that one cannot think in an object-oriented way and work in a non-object-oriented language. Simply, that thinking in an object-oriented way and working in an object-oriented language go naturally together.